We can see that from childhood to old age, we are concerned about how others view us or treat us. The underlying principles are similar, whether we are young or old, but there are also some differences. Let's consider some of these issues and how they affect us. For children, whether they are regarded as clever or not is important to them. How often have we heard a parent, a relative, a friend say, "Clever boy." And the child is so very happy when such a remark is made. Whether it is true or not is not his primary concern. He likes to hear this term, "clever boy." And the sad thing is that for many children, this is more important to them than "good boy." If they can be clever, it may be more important to them than being good. Others will be very much affected by whether they are regarded as good looking. Whether boys or girls, if they are viewed as good looking, they are very happy. And if they are regarded otherwise, it can affect them very deeply. I recall the incident of a young girl who was taunted by her friends, and she was called fatty, or some term similar to that. This had a very deep effect on her. She was so distressed that she no longer wanted to live. She took her own life just because of remarks like that. Her self-esteem was so affected because she was called fatty. To many people, it may be just a casual kind of remark, but it can have a very deep effect on others because it affects their own perception of themselves. They are not wanted, they are not loved, they are not appreciated, they are not recognized. Others want to be regarded as capable. Whether playing a game, they want to win, or being able to speak well, to impress people, to draw attention, in many ways, children want to be viewed as capable. And these are areas that motivate them in the way they conduct themselves. True, there are many things they do just to enjoy themselves, but these are areas that bring enjoyment of a deeper kind, and also greater distress if they cannot have them. At the heart of it, we can see that the underlying issue that affects them is associated with the desire to be loved and wanted. If they view that they are not loved and not wanted, they feel alone, desolate, insecure, and distressed. How about older people, women and men? What are the issues that affect us? In principle, they are not very different, but there may be specific aspects that can affect us more significantly than children. For women, physical appearance and beauty is such a major issue in their lives. We all know how much money is spent on cosmetics, plastic surgery, clothes, and many other things in order to bring about physical beauty, attractiveness. It's an issue that affects women in all parts of the world. This again is an area where many women can become very depressed when they are not good looking. It affects their sense of worth. And because of this, they can be easily affected. If someone were to comment that they're pretty, beautiful, straight away they can be very happy and become more favorably disposed to the person who makes that remark. the way we respond to situations can so easily be affected by what others say. A third party observing the situation would say that is very foolish. And yet in reality, how many women actually will respond in that way, even though they know it is foolish? Attention from others gives a sense of worth. Whether it be physical beauty or in other ways, if they can draw attention, especially of appreciation, that they are regarded highly in some form or other, it brings a sense of worth to them. Whereas negative remarks, people who disregard you, show that you're not worth listening to, can bring about a deep sense of failure, rejection. As women grow, marriage also becomes an important issue. Not necessarily because of the value and meaning of marriage, but to many, it is a means to gain acceptance and the sense of being wanted. Many women, as they grow older and being teased that they are left on the shelf, find it very hard to take. It's as if nobody wants them. They are rejected. They are not worth the attention of other people. So there are those who look for marriage in order to gain acceptance, to be regarded as being valued. After marriage, they have other problems. If they have no children, they may end up like Hannah, distressed, deeply distressed, because their sense of worth again is affected. They are not fully a woman. Something is wrong with them. They are not able to have children. It affects their sense of worth. So, they may be desperate for children, seek various means of children, and if not, at least adopt a child to give that sense of worth. Of course, it does not mean that all women are that way, but these are factors that affect their thinking and consideration. What happens when they have children? Again, they are affected when their child is not recognized, the child doesn't perform well. It reflects on them. So many mothers will seek to ensure that the child does well in school. Many hours are spent giving tuition, teaching the child, sometimes doing homework on their behalf to make sure that they perform well. Because to them, it reflects on their ability, on their worth as a mother. So, the factors that affect a child in this direction may also affect the mother, and sometimes even more so. For mothers, women, capability in cooking and management of home is also a major aspect that affects them. How many women will be so very happy when you tell them your food tastes so nice? It is a sense of worth and ability that affects them. Whether the food is healthy or not is not the primary thing. It tastes nice. They are good cooks. So too, they keep their house in a very good condition. Good taste. Things are well done at home. All this contributes to the sense of worth. For others who may not stay at home but go to work, capability at work is important. How they are regarded, whether they are promoted or not, what kind of work is given to them, how their superiors talk to them, affect them significantly. So in this regard, many women also work hard in order to be regarded as equally able as men. What men can do, I can do, and I'll prove it. Because by proving it, it shows their sense of worth. So especially when women may be regarded as the weaker sex, less able in some areas, dependent on men, many women work towards being independent. They want to be independent from others. And so, they can become very distant from others. They can become aggressive. They can seek to exert authority when it is not appropriate. In other aspects, they also want to achieve something that people can recognize. Contributions that can be regarded as valuable. At the heart of it all, an underlying major principle is still the issue of being loved and wanted. A sense that people love them, want them, appreciate them, motivates many of the things that women do. If we consider men, we see similar principles, but manifested in different forms. For men, physical strength and their physical build is often a preoccupation for many. Hours can be spent in exercise in order to maintain a physique that will be attractive, where they can feel confident because they are able, they are strong, they are imposing. More than that, capability and fame is a major aspect that motivates many men. In the field of sports, music, art, film, literature, science. To achieve fame, to be able in these areas, is a prize that they seek for. Whether in the field of sports, where people can recognize them the world over, or to win a Nobel Prize. These are aspects that affect men deeply in their search for recognition. For many others, power in organizations and in countries is a very deep motivating factor. Many men are prepared to work very hard to rise to the top. That they may be in positions of power in organizations or in countries. Chief executive officers, managing directors, prime ministers, kings, rulers may have a deep sense of worth in association with their positions of power. And the way they respond to other people would often also indicate the way in which they are affected by these positions. Ability to impress others and to draw attention to themselves is a major aspect in the way that men seek to develop a sense of worth and increase their self-esteem. The pursuit of knowledge, the power of speech, the ability to sway people, influence others by facts or fiction or exaggeration. Many are prepared to go to great lengths in order to impress others and to draw attention to their abilities. Money is a very major aspect also. Financial ability and status, where they can be looked up to, appreciated, depended upon. And this is often manifested, not only the clothes they wear, the houses they buy, but also the cars that they drive and the manner in which they drive. All these are an expression of how they regard themselves and what they seek for. So in life, a sense of authority is very often a powerful motivating factor in people working hard, even going through many difficult hours, weeks and months and years of striving in order that they may be able to attain to a position of authority. Another aspect that gives a sense of worth is in the area of contributions that are regarded as valuable. This can occur in many different fields. Contributions that others will regard as valuable and useful. This also applies in the spiritual realm. We want to contribute something that is regarded as valuable. Of course, there are times when this is very important and correct and meaningful if we do contribute something that is truly valuable. But very often we may be motivated by this desire and we actually contribute something that is not really valuable, but we may not recognize it because we are preoccupied in the wrong areas. Achievements that can have long-lasting effects, or sometimes even momentary praises, may also be pursued. And we also know that those who are more able may very often strive towards leaving behind a name after they die, that people will remember them, still recognized after they have passed away. And many may work very hard in that direction. Again, we see the underlying principle, a desire to be loved and wanted, recognized and praised. What about elderly people? What are the issues of concern to them? As they grow older, a major concern for many elderly people is the loss of influence on others, because influence on others gives them a sense of worth. They are growing old, not so able, not so attractive, not so powerful, not so strong, not so able to speak, unable to do many things that they were able to before. They are very deeply concerned about the loss of influence, and they may strive hard to seek to retain that influence, to continue to be able to affect other people. As a result, some of them may stay much longer in a position of influence when they are not able to carry on with the job. For many, a sense of being incapable and useless may bring about a deep depression. Very often, this is associated with self-pity. Many will tell you, "I'm useless. There's no point living on." And in that situation, they expect much sympathy, help, appreciation for their lives. Some will lament, "After all that I've done all these years, who appreciates what I've done?" Others are increasingly affected by being regarded as a burden to others, either outwardly or without clear external words. They may be viewed as a burden. People continue to relate with them because of obligations, not because they truly appreciate them. Underlying this, the desire to be loved and wanted is still present. So throughout our lives, there are many things that affect us and can affect us very deeply. So then, how do we respond to the opinions of others? We strive hard to please them. This can lead in many situations to disaster. We know of the story of the man, his son, and the donkey. Different people made different remarks, and in order to please them, they changed the way they traveled with the donkey. The son sat on the donkey, the father sat on the donkey, both of them sat on the donkey. In the end, they carried the donkey. Their conduct was very much affected by the comments of other people. So it is true also of many of our lives. We strive hard to please other people, though we may not say so. We may try to tell ourselves, no, I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. But underlying it, we know that if we do that, so-and-so and such a group of people would be pleased. And so we work in that direction. Not because it is a meaningful thing, but because they will be pleased, and when they are pleased, we feel good. How then do we respond when they praise us, when they show appreciation of us and respect toward us? We should consider, do their praises increase our true worth? When people praise us, does it mean that we have become better. We are more valuable in the true sense. Will their praises increase the value of our lives? Do their opinions determine our worth? What people think of us, what people say about us, does that determine our worth? How is our worth determined? In many situations of life, we may not be very conscious of these issues, but we respond because we feel hurt, because we feel happy, because of the way that others do things. It's good for us to reflect on the way we respond to the opinions of others. Why do we respond that way? What prompts us in that direction? What is our motive? What's the meaning within our hearts?